Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, we're back at it again. Wednesday night, it's 10 p.m. Central Time. Oh, tonight, I have a feeling I may end up going off a little bit. I have invited mass deportation or self-deportation supporters to call in. These would be supporters of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. The call-in number, 347-637-1055. This is the Duke Machado Show. I am Duke Machado, and I really want to talk to someone who's got the game plan for deporting 11, 12, 20 million illegal immigrants here today. I want to know what the game plan is. I want to know how they're going to do it. I'm tired of hearing the rhetoric. Lord knows Ted Cruz is the master of rhetoric. So is Donald Trump, especially with regard to this issue. So the lines are open. I'm hoping to get a call or two, or maybe three. Maybe there's three courageous people who support a mass deportation plan who are interested in calling in and sharing their view and enlightening the audience here tonight. But until then, I am going to talk about their positions a little bit and what I think about their positions and how they make sense or don't make sense as we come into this presidential election. So I'm going to test something out here. This is my cricket sound. This is the sound I'm anticipating hearing tonight from Trump / Cruz supporters of mass / self-deportation. Crickets. Maybe we'll get some callers. Maybe I won't get to play this all night long, but that's my cricket sound. Hopefully it comes across okay. Okay, so let's get into this here. You know, as this debate goes on, and as I continue to see the evasive tactics of Ted Cruz, especially Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, I don't really know Donald Trump. I'm sure he's a great businessman. I'm sure he's obviously playing the political corruption game. He's paying people to do things in politics. That's called corruption. Whether you're on the paying end or the receiving end, both ends are part of the corruption. So if you're still hanging on to Donald Trump and you're still thinking that he's God's gift to the Republican Party because he's talking about deporting and rounding up millions of illegal immigrants and sending them home, he thinks he's going to send them all to Mexico as if all illegal immigrants in this country are from Mexico. But you know, it sounds good. It sounds good to people who support them. I mean, trust me, there's people who in our party, unfortunately, they're in the Republican Party. Oh, they go to bed and they pray for help for Donald Trump and Ted Cruz that they get elected so they can fulfill their promises of building the wall. We're gonna build the wall. And then after that, Donald Trump says we're going to deport. And Ted Cruz, he's still playing the game. He's still not answering. Even tonight, Sean Hannity sets him up perfect. Of course, they all just throw softballs to these guys anyway. But tonight, Sean Hannity asked Ted Cruz point blank, let's just say that the border is secure. What do we do with the 11 million illegal immigrants here today? And what did Ted Cruz, how did he respond? He didn't answer the question. He used the same response that he used when he was running for Senate in Texas. Now, I know this because I interviewed him and asked him the same question 5 times. And all 5 times, he went back to the same thing. Well, Duke, well, Sean, well, Megan, well, anybody. None of that really matters what we do with all the people who are here. All that matters is that we secure the border. We've already got laws on the books, et cetera, and they defer, and they mention Reagan a few times, and they get the crowd cheering, and they talk about jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Never, never do you hear a follow-up from someone like a Sean Hannity. I mean, does he not realize that he just got shafted by Ted Cruz? Does he not realize that he just got punked on national television? See, Ted Cruz is a lawyer. He is good at lawyer talk. He can say things without saying things. You know, this is the skill of lawyers, and this is why I don't want another lawyer in office. I really don't. In this case, Ted Cruz has proven over and over that he will lie about his position on what he wants to do with the illegal immigrants who are already here. He told me in an interview, like I said, years ago, when I asked him, I really, really just wanted to know. I mean, at this time, no one really even knew what his position was on dealing with all the illegal immigrants here. But, I asked and he wouldn't answer. And at the time, I just kept thinking to myself, why won't he answer this question? Why won't he just say what he wants to do? I mean, either you're going to deport them or you're going to find a way to work with them in their situation, filter out the good from the bad, keep the good, send the bad home. Kick the bad out. But we get nothing. It's nothing. It's neither one or the other. So I wonder how people who support him on this, especially with this particular issue, how do they go through their day without even knowing their candidate's true position on this? Or maybe they are assuming that he is a mass deportation guy. And in coded different language, I've heard him hint along the lines of, you know, they're breaking the law. If you've broken the law, we're even Donald Trump is doubling down on it, tripling down. They're lawbreakers. They're lawbreakers. So last night during the debate, I was at my local county watch party, and when Ted Cruz and Donald Trump were talking about mass deportation and getting rid of all these folks and rounding them up and sending them back to their home country, get out. Boy, I just heard cheers and claps and, you know, hoorays, and you'd have thought some major event had happened, but actually all that was said was nothing. What's the game plan on this? We see the numbers. We know the magnitude of a task like this. We know the cost is in the hundreds of billions of dollars. Where's all this money going to come from, Ted Cruz? Are you going to write a bill? You're going to write a bill to raise more money so we can deport everyone? I know that the senator, as soon as he was elected, although he rejected to answer my questions. I'm just a regular old citizen here in Texas. I was just a curious voter wanting to know his position, but he wouldn't tell me because he knew. See, he knows and so does Trump. They just got to get through the primary. All they got to do is say whatever they got to say to get through the primary. The other candidates are being more realistic. They're being truthful. They're admitting reality and saying, this isn't going to happen. We're not going to round up 11, 12 million plus people. It's not going to happen. We're going to have to find another way. We got to get off this bandwagon. And so you see other candidates like Ben Carson, obviously Marco Rubio, Carly Fiorina, of course, Jeb Bush. You got John Kasich. They're all talking about alternatives. They're willing to think of alternatives. Now, is that amnesty? According to Ted Cruz, it is. According to Donald Trump, it is. According to any of their supporters, anything other than mass deportation and roundup or self-deportation, you know, some people are going along with, well, you know, we just make life hard on them. They'll self-deport. No, they won't. No one's going to self-deport. We talk about laws in the books. Who cares about the laws on the books? No one's enforcing them. Ted Cruz, what laws are you enforcing right now? You're a senator. What laws are anyone enforcing? Okay, we hear about an occasional raid, ICE, in conjunction with sheriff's department or local police, round up 8 criminal aliens. Well, folks, that doesn't put a dent in anything. Nothing. That's insignificant. Still, waiting for a caller to call in. The phone number here is 347-637-1055. Waiting for some callers who want to describe and explain the Donald Trump, Ted Cruz mass deportation / self-deportation plan. I mean, they're both gaining huge support, talking about beating that drum of mass deportation. You know, the thing I don't understand, who supports this rhetoric? Normally, Tea Party people, the Tea Party people I know, have got their radar on. They have their antenna up, and they are searching for BS. They're hoping a candidate misspeaks or says something that may not quite make sense, so they can pounce on them and hold them accountable. Well, here we have a Tea Party darling, Ted Cruz, can't do any wrong. Ted Cruz has got this plan of mass deportation, self-deportation. He's not going to say he has it because he's not willing to speak the truth on this. But he's not going to say he's in favor of mass deportation. But he's also not in favor of working with people to figure out how to keep the good ones and get rid of the bad ones. Because he knows that the second he does that, he's going to lose his primary voters, and they're going to call him a sellout and as a flip-flopper, et cetera. And he'll lose. And if you're not elected in the primary, you'll never be president. So what he's thinking is he has to toe the line. He's got to stick with it no matter what. No matter what question you ask him, how you ask him, the different setups, it doesn't matter. The only answer you get with what – when you ask Ted Cruz, what are we going to do about the people here illegally right now? His answer is secure the border. And you know what? The Tea Party folks eat it up. They eat it up. They love the non-answer. They'd love to be misled. And, you know, they hold up his signs and do all they can for him because they love Ted Cruz. He's one of them, even though he's not giving the plan or details of the plan. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. He could say, like Donald Trump, we're just going to do it. We're just going to do it. It's going to be done. That's it. I say it's going to be done. It's going to be done. I say that all these people will be rounded up. Trust me. Trust me. They're going to be rounded up. They're going to be gone. They're going to be gone. Is that what we've come down to these days? Is that who Republicans are? Is that how we operate? Cruz tonight also said, I know it seems like I'm bashing Cruz, and maybe I'm bashing him on this particular thing, but I'm tired of his non-answers. I can't let him get away. He got away with it in the primary here for the Senate election. I cannot sit silent and let him just continue to evade the American people. Me. He's evading me. He's evading you. He doesn't care about what you think. He's going to say what he wants to say, and doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter if you understand. If you don't understand, then you just don't deserve to support him. He doesn't want your support if you don't understand. Okay? But tonight he said this. Basically, and I'm kind of paraphrasing this here, that if we elect a candidate who supports amnesty, then we will be defeated by large margins. Okay, so all that there is just code speak. Let me break it down. If the American people are so stupid enough to elect someone who wants to work with illegal immigrants to sort out the good from the bad, then you're going to be proven to be the idiot, and Republicans will be defeated. That's what he's trying to say. I'm just turning it into straight talk, because, you know, like I said, he's got lawyer talk, I've got straight talk. Cruz said that if we elect a candidate who supports amnesty, we will be defeated. Republicans will be defeated. Well, the last Republican supported self-deportation. How did that do? That's a Ted Cruz position right there. In fact, the candidate before that, and the candidate before that, all supported self-deportation. Oh, geez, folks. If the past two presidential candidates held a mass slash self-deportation position and lost, what does that say? Does that say anything? Well, there are people who will say that, those candidates were just weak all around. Those candidates weren't real conservative candidates. A real conservative candidate with a deportation, mass deportation plan, a real conservative would win. That's what Ted Cruz is saying. But let's go a little further here. Oh, by the way, I do want to remind callers, folks, all you Ted Cruz and Donald Trump supporters, gosh, we're running out of time. I really want you to call in and try to explain this game plan to get rid of all these illegal immigrants. A number here is 347-637-1055, because really all I hear right now are crickets. My friend Maria in New York mentioned to me, I said, I'm hoping to actually get some callers to call in tonight. And she said I wouldn't because they're cowards. They're really strong and really brave when they're in groups. But when you get them alone individually, she said they're cowards. They won't step up to the plate, try to answer these questions. I mean, surely they're not complicated. Surely they understand, because they wouldn't support someone without understanding their policies, because they're really smart people. Okay, all right, so I'm going to move on here. You think the Hispanic vote doesn't matter? I know in Texas we have a huge effort underway by Democrats to sweep up the Hispanic vote. And I know it's happening in other parts of the country, but here in Texas and these southern states, I promise you, there is all-out assault by the Democrat Party to win Hispanic votes. If we don't think the Hispanic vote matters, and if we think that immigration is a non-issue with Hispanics, we're dumb, we're stupid. Ask Obama about his 70% Hispanic support. I wonder if that 70% helped him to victory. Yeah, sure, Obama dangled the carrot. I mean, I've always criticized him for dangling the carrot and dragging Hispanics out to the polls with empty promises. That's what he does. But what we're going to do, and I'm going to reverse what Ted Cruz says. Ted Cruz says that if we elect a candidate who supports amnesty, then we will be defeated. I would venture to say, history proves the last two elections anyway, that if we elect a candidate with a mass deportation or self-deportation position on immigration, then we're going to lose. Because, folks, Hispanics care about immigration. Don't act like the number one concern is economy or all these, trust me, it's immigration. Immigration. People have families. Families are connected. Families love each other. We seriously, under Ted Cruz as president or Donald Trump as president, are going to launch out and start rounding up millions of families and tearing them apart and sending them other countries. And then you ask the candidate, well, what do you do about the children? Send them with them. Send them all. They all go together. Maybe they come back. That is such a line of crap. It's such a line of crap. And you know what? If you're still eating that, I feel for you. I do. You know what? Republicans are smarter than that. Yeah, we're frustrated. We're all frustrated. We all want to do something. Trust me, I want to secure the border just as bad as anyone else. I want to put some high-tech fence. I want to have all sort of scanning capabilities, ground vibration meters, whatever it takes. I want drones to be able to fly in, snap pictures, send GPS coordinates. And I want to do all that stuff. But border security is not dealing, it's not the same issue as dealing with those living here illegally. They're two separate issues. To try, like Ted Cruz is doing, to say that you can't solve one until you do the other, as in you can't solve, what you can't decide what we're going to do with illegal immigrants until we secure the border, that's another line of crap. Can we not walk and chew gum at the same time? Can we not have a war on two fronts at the same time? Oh, I'm sorry. China. Right now, we can't worry about you right now because, you see, we've got Russia in the Middle East over here. So China, you guys just do whatever you want. We can't focus on two things. We can't do it. Please, folks. It's absurd. And I'm tired of it. Where are we going to get the money anyway? Are you, as a conservative taxpayer, citizen, Republican, are you willing to increase your taxes? Are you willing to pay more to, number one, build a wall? I mean, Donald Trump says he's going to get Mexico to pay for it. I don't know if he still believes that he's going to do that. Maybe at one point he said they would pay 100% of the wall. So, you know, every day it seems like he's being called out for more and more BS. And every day it seems like people care less and less about the facts. And they care less and less about true positions and solutions. They love the rhetoric. It's like music to their ears. Let's round them up. Yeah. Let's knock on their doors in the middle of the night and bust them down and pull them out of their beds. Yeah. Is that the Republican Party? 2015? Holy cow, folks. If that is a party, and I'm going to tell you, it's unfortunate. I have seen a lot of that in this party. I have. I've seen it at our convention. I've seen the vitriol. I've seen the hatred towards people who you know have a different opinion. You have a different opinion than what Ted Cruz has, and you're the enemy. You're the enemy. You may be a conservative in 99% of the rest of your life. But if you want to try to help someone who's here illegally, we want to sort out, if we want to develop some sort of documentation plan to filter out the good from the bad, you're the enemy. And the only ones who know better than you are Ted Cruz and Donald Trump and their supporters, all of them. All of their supporters are much smarter than you are. Speaking of supporters, still haven't. I mean, I've got quite a few Facebook friends. I've got a few pages. I blasted this all over Facebook and Twitter. I know I've got people who saw this. I mean, geez, people were questioning, "You serious? You're going to try to do that?" And I said, "Yeah, if I could get someone to call in, if I could get someone to call in." Oh, well, folks, we are about at the end of this program. It is what it is. You know, I don't hold anything back. I'm tired of being lied to. I'm tired of the crap that these guys are shoving down our throats. I'm tired of the media giving them all a pass and just throwing softballs so they can go hug and kiss. And I don't know what they're doing, folks. We're not getting the truth. I'll tell you that much. We're not getting the truth. One last thought. Ted Cruz tax plan. He says that no one who's paid less than $36,000 a year will pay a tax. Anyone who makes less than $36,000 a year will pay no tax. How is that fair? How is that fair? I have to pay a tax, but this guy down the street doesn't have to pay a tax? No, thank you, Ted Cruz. Everybody needs to pay a little bit. Everybody needs to pay their fair share. I don't care if it's a ratio. Let's look at a ratio. We all pay a certain percentage, but don't make me pay and let others get away with paying nothing. To me, that sounds like a Democrat plan, socialist nightmare. My name is Duke Machado, folks. You can find me on Facebook, The Duke Machado Show, and also on Twitter at Duke Machado One. Go to my Blog Talk page, click follow, and keep up with the different programs that we're putting together. Every month we have an update from our Congressman Bill Flores. Every month or a couple months we have an update from the Texas Party, or Texas Republican Party Chairman Tom Mechler. Updates from Dr. Walla Liu on foreign policy in the Middle East, plus just crazy guests from across the country and callers. This is all live, and we do it Monday through Thursday on the Duke Machado Show. Thank you for tuning in.